Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Helping families and birth mothers grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am very excited to be starting this week with the first of a three-part series, and we're hearing a very powerful and exciting story from a mother and her daughter about reconnecting with birth family internationally. So I'd like to go ahead and welcome to today's show Sloan and Mariah. Ladies, are you with us?
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're excited to be here.
Oh, very, very excited to have you too. And as I mentioned moments ago, we're going to get started today with part one of a three-part series, and that's a first for our Adoption Focus podcast. And your story is a great one to do that with. Today we'll be focusing on what led up to the decision to travel and to reconnect with birth family and preparing for that visit. So, Sloan, if you would, and let's be clear here, Sloan is our mom and Mariah is your daughter. And so we're going to have Sloan get us started at the beginning of this story. Almost 21 years ago, you adopted Mariah. Tell us more, please.
Sure. Mariah is the best thing that ever happened to me. And when Mariah's dad and I were married, we had a little trouble conceiving, and I had siblings who are adopted. I have two siblings who are adopted. So I was always really open to the idea of adoption and thought I might adopt even if I had a biological child. But then when we had some fertility problems, it was just really easy. We tried a few things for fertility, and then that didn't work, and we didn't go to the ends of the world to have a biological child. We just said, hey, let's adopt. And so then we started thinking about where, and we were attracted to the idea of international adoption, and we really liked the idea of South America. And Mariah's dad had a friend who had adopted her daughter from South America, or from Brazil, and so she put us in contact with some people, and that's kind of how we got started with adopting from Brazil.
Okay, so, and we said that was 21 years ago, obviously, and that must have been a super exciting time. Were you becoming a parent for the first time then?
Becoming a parent for the first time. Mariah's dad had two other children from a previous marriage, but for me it was the first one, and for him it was his first child who he was adopting, and so it was a great adventure. We went to Brazil. We were there for 2 months. It was a long process, but totally worth it. We stayed with a family. We met Mariah's birth mom. We actually had the opportunity to ride with her in the car when she was in labor and going to have Mariah. So we were at the hospital when Mariah was born, and we got to hold her when she was a half hour old, and it was amazing. It was so overwhelming and beautiful and positive for us. It was great. I mean, and then we had the opportunity to talk to her birth mom a little bit after. And then, you know, we kind of made a plan to stay in contact with her. And so over the years, we have kept in contact with her. Originally, it was through letters and pictures. And she also would send back letters with photos. And so we've been in pretty good contact with her over the last almost 21 years.
That's an awesome, awesome story, especially being there with her as she went to the hospital. That's something a lot of people have the fortune to be a part of, so it's very special. Mariah, what do you recall from when you were a child about your mom talking to you about your adoption and your birth family? Tell us a little bit about that.
Honestly, I was just asking my mom. I was like, was there a time when you, like, told me I was adopted or something? And I just can never remember, like, not knowing I was adopted. Like, since I was born, both of my parents were just very open about it and always talked to me about how I was adopted and how they were lucky to have me. So that's just, like, always how I thought. It wasn't just, like, one day, oh, you were adopted. So I don't know. It's been a good place to be, and I'm so happy I ended up here and still have connections with my family in Brazil.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm right here. I can hear you, but you weren't hearing me. I'm right here. I apologize. Mariah, I am curious, though. I heard everything that you said, so thank you. I'm wondering, when you think back to your childhood and you were, as you were told at a very early age and you kind of always knew and you were growing up, did you have any particular thoughts and feelings surrounding your adoption or surrounding birth family and Brazil? How did all of that play out for you on a real emotional level?
I feel like I didn't really start thinking about my birth family or anything like that until I was older. But I was always, like, happy to know that my birth mom cared about me and that she, like, made the best choice possible for me to, like, have a better life than what she could provide me. So I always kind of thought about it that way, that I was lucky to have someone that, like, cared about me that way and wanted me to just have a better life. But I did always wonder, because I didn't know who my birth dad was for a very long time. I was curious, like, what he was like or what his story was. So I would kind of, like, make up stories about, like, his personality or how he was or, like, what he did for a living and stuff. So I thought about that a lot, I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That it really does. Sloan, when you did first mention to Mariah the possibility of going to Brazil to meet her birth family, what was her response?
So we started talking about going back to Brazil to meet her birth family and so Mariah could, you know her birth country. I think when she was about 10 or 11 years old, we just kind of broached it and just kind of said, you know, we could go back there someday. And, you know, she didn't really pick up on it the first time, but we just kept kind of bringing it up here and there. And then it kind of became obvious over a period of time that she just wasn't quite ready, that it just seemed, you know, she would say, oh, well, no. And she would just kind of not really be super interested, would want to hear about Brazil, but seemed a little reluctant to go. I think that maybe she was a little nervous. And so after like a few years of we just wanted to keep it out there so that she would know, hey, if you want to go, we will make this happen. You know, it's really important. At some point I said, you know, Mariah, if you're not ready to meet your birth family, we could just go to Brazil and, you know, we could see the country. We could go to some different cities and you could see where your birth land is. And she said, well, isn't that kind of a waste to go if we go and don't meet my birth family? And right then when she said that, I thought, you know what, she's just really not ready. And so we just kind of dropped it for a few years. She came to me probably when she was 19, just about at 19, and all of a sudden she was ready. And so it was like, okay, then we'll go. Instantly it was like, we'll make it happen.
How old was she, did you say, when you first began mentioning the possibility?
I think she was about 10 or 11.
Okay. So it took several years, really, for her to get to a point where, this sounds like something that I think I do want to do.
It did. It did. And I think, you know, she was busy and she was in high school and she was involved in horseback riding. So she was involved in life. And I think growing up and all of this was sort of starting to take root in her mind, you know, to get a state of readiness, I think. And so, yeah, we just waited and then it happened when she was ready.
So, Mariah, I know a little bit about your story already from, you know, preparing for today. And I believe at some point you began communicating with your birth family through social media. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So I don't even know how old I was, but I have an older sister, Marcella, and I think we just got connected through Facebook. I was very young, I think, when we first started talking, and we just messaged. She'd like constantly send me messages about how much she loves me and misses me, and she's just the sweetest girl ever, and she would just always message me, and since then, we've just always stayed in touch, but I can't even remember, because it was so long ago, like, how long we've been connected, like, through social media and just talking all the time. So it has been quite a while, but she helped me get connected with other family members like my dad because I didn't know who he was. And she somehow just found out like who he was. And she just was like, I'm going to get you pictures and his name. And she just like did all this kind of research and like hunting for me. And one day she messaged me when I was teen and she was like, I know who your dad is and I'm going to send you a picture. And so that was really exciting for me.
Right. So that was the beginning. Who else or what other family members did you have contact with through social media?
Well, I also had contact with my birth mom a little bit. She like had a Skype when I was younger, but she wouldn't really get on. So I was like friends with her, but we wouldn't really talk that much, but it was just kind of cool to know. And then I also have a brother named Vinicius, and he is my dad's son, but not related to my birth mom. And we started talking when I met my dad through Facebook, and we just started talking all the time too. He is so outgoing and funny and friendly. So we're just like kind of best friends. Like we message like daily. He just always messages me, and he really hopes to come to the U.S. sometime soon. He works really hard and he speaks like 5 different languages, and he's just like saving money so he can come stay with us for a little bit and experience the U.S., which I think would be really awesome.
Right. Wow. That is really great. Social media played a large part in this story of reconnecting with birth family, it sounds like. Sloan, can you talk about your thoughts and opinions associated with those social media connections?
I can just say they're so positive. You know, a lot of people, Facebook, and they're kind of grumbly about it. Facebook really has forged a bond with Mariah and I and her birth family. And like Mariah said, her sister helped find her birth dad because we didn't have a whole lot of information about him and we didn't know him. And so when she said, oh, I'm going to share these pictures, Mariah and I waited. It felt like for a long time, didn't it, Mariah? And then finally one day I actually came home from work and Mariah was sitting with her iPad on Facebook and she said, guess what I have? And I knew right then, I remember I said, it's a picture of your dad. And so we just looked at it and we were so happy. We were like, oh my gosh. And we were laughing because Mariah's nose looks like her dad's, and we were like, oh my gosh, look, you look so much like him. Like there was no doubt in either of our mind that, you know, that was her birth dad. So that was really exciting. And you know, I'm Facebook friends, that's silly, but with all of her, I think with all everybody.
Yeah.
You know, she's got siblings on her mom's side and her dad's side, and even with like her dad's girlfriend. And so it's been pretty amazing. It's been a great way, I think, for us to not only, you know, communicate, but to see, you know, kind of how their life is. And I think, I hope at least for them, you know, they can see, you know, Mariah's life and that she's surrounded by people who love her and, you know, things like that. So really, I think the Facebook thing, it's just been huge for us. It's been absolutely huge. And, you know, Mariah, like she said, she talks to Vinicius, her brother, who speaks English all the time, and her sister speaks Portuguese. So I feel like it's, you know, Mariah uses Google Translate and they talk a lot too. And I think it's kind of taught you a little bit of Portuguese even.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been, I can't say enough about Facebook. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, it's been great.
So, yeah, keeping in line here with, you know, today as we focus on preparing for the visit, we're kind of laying out the story of how it came to be. And I think, obviously, that the fact that you met Mariah's birth mother way back, you know, at the time of labor and delivery, and you were there, Sloan, and then Mariah having that contact through social media as she was ready. You know, it sounds like that was kind of baby steps as she was comfortable with it. And then you were asking, would you like to go and meet? And she wasn't ready. I'm interested now, Mariah, in having you tell us the details of how it finally came to be that you did want to go and meet them. Your mother had been talking about this since you were maybe 10 or 11, and you weren't ready. You just weren't there. And one day you were. Help our listeners understand that process for you.
So I feel like I always thought about going to Brazil and, like, really wanted to meet my birth family, but it did make me nervous thinking about, like, going there, like, just meeting them. It's just nerve-wracking. And my brother and I would talk all the time. And so I just kind of, I don't know, when I got older, I was just like, oh, I really do want to meet these people and see where I was born and meet all my family and, like, meet my brothers and my sisters that I talk to all the time. Like, I finally felt sort of ready for that. And also, we had an exchange student when I was younger that my parents met and, like, stayed with her family while they were adopting me. And so I really wanted to see her too. So it was just a lot of people I felt like I needed to see again and meet for the first time. And I finally just, I don't know, it just kind of clicked. Like, I was like, I can do this. I'm ready. And I want to know these people, and I want to see the country where I'm from and just learn more about everything about me, kind of.
So it was just about the timing, and I'm sure that communication through social media led to more of a comfort level for you too.
Yes, exactly. And just like talking to everyone, it was just like, oh, I want to meet these people. Like, they're just like a part of me, and I'd like to know that part of me more.
Mm-hmm. Sloan, do you remember the day that Mariah finally approached you and said that she was ready?
I actually do. It was in the summer, and it was right around the time she turned 19, and she just said, you know what, I think I'm ready to go to Brazil. I think I want to go to Brazil and, you know, see Renata, our exchange student, and meet my birth family. And I was so excited because, I mean, you know, like, we would have done it when she was, you know, like 10 or 11 years old. And so I was really thrilled. I was like, okay, we're going to start planning. You know, we started making plans for how long the trip was going to be, and we started buying our plane tickets because we wanted to meet her birth family, but we also wanted to travel in Brazil a little bit. I mean, I wanted her to have, like, the whole package, like, you know, meet her birth family, but also get to see her country and, you know, the city where she was born, but also some of the, you know, natural beauty in Brazil. There's so much. So we planned to go to some waterfalls, and then we wanted to go to Rio, and it was going to be right before the Olympics. So, you know, we started planning immediately. I mean, because once she was in, she was all in. And so we started planning, and it was really exciting. I mean, it was really fun anticipating it. I think, it was a little nerve-wracking for both of us too, but mostly not. I mean, we were anxious about some things, but mostly we were just like, okay, let's plan this trip. And there was so much to do that helped. And so, you know, Mariah told them, you know, hey, we're going to come to Brazil. And I was really, having met her birth mom and, you know, when you meet the mom of your daughter, it's, as you can imagine, a pretty powerful thing. I really wanted, it was important for me to, for her birth mom, for Mariah's birth mom, to see Mariah and see that she was healthy and happy and loved, you know, beyond belief. And I feel like she probably thought she would never have the opportunity to see Mariah again. And so that made me really happy that, you know, okay, she's going to get to see this child that she made a really, really unselfish decision for. And I was excited about that too.
It was all very exciting. I could tell by listening to you guys. This, Mariah says, I'm ready. And Sloan, you've been ready. So let's do this. And plane tickets and travel plans. And I kind of can feel exciting that was. I want to shift the attention just a little bit to talk about what decision was made to take the trip and to go and meet the birth family. What happened next? Not outside of the plane tickets and all the logistical stuff that you did to prepare, how did you plan and prepare for this emotionally, psychologically? Let's talk about that.
So, I don't know. I kind of felt like there was, like, not a whole lot to prepare or plan or get ready for, but my mom brought up one day, like, maybe we should talk to a therapist about just, like, what to expect or, like, just emotions and everything. And it actually turned out to be a good idea because it was just kind of nice to just, like, hear about how things could turn out good or bad, or just to not really have expectations, just go in there with an open mind, ready to meet these people. And I was just nervous about, like, meeting them, even though they're family. Like, I was still very nervous. And, like, with my mom and everything, like, I kind of thought, like, oh, she might be, like, super emotional. And for some reason that, like, really, I don't know, it stressed me out. Like, I don't want my mom to be all crying when I'm trying to meet my birth mom. So, like, that helped me talk to this. Or, like, I talked to the therapist about that with my mom because I didn't want to say that to my mom at the time. Like, don't cry and, like, make it a huge, I don't know, which sounds kind of bad, but it just helped, like, talking about that and everything to, like, just prepare for the situation because, I don't know, sometimes, like, I don't want to be all emotional like that. So it was nice to just talk about that, but it ended up being really emotional, which was fine because it was me and my mom, but it was just kind of funny at the time.
It was.
So how many times did you guys go? Well, first of all, how did you locate a therapist?
Well, actually, Nancy Cannon from your office was very helpful. Nancy became a friend when she did our home study when we adopted Mariah. And so I called Nancy, and Nancy knew that we had been planning a trip. And I said, hey, we want to talk to somebody. And so she recommended, is it called Strive? Anna at Strive. And
yes.
So, and then we ended up having Kelly there, and she was great. And we just went three times. The first time, it was me. I went and I kind of told Kelly, you know, kind of gave her some background about, you know, Mariah's adoption story and our story and our plans to go to Brazil. And I just said, you know, I mean, my goal with Mariah was for her to, this to be as positive of an experience as possible. And I thought it would be really positive, but I just thought, you know, I have this really happy, healthy kid with a great attitude about life and her birth family and us. And I felt like I don't want to screw this up by, you know, going to Brazil. And so I kind of told Kelly that. And then she said, well, what I'd like to do is then meet with Mariah one time and then, you know, pull you guys together for, you know, a couple meetings or whatever. And so we did that, and we ended up just having one meeting together. It was pretty long. I feel like it was about 2 hours, and I just felt like it sort of liberated Mariah to say some things to me. Like, we have a very open relationship, and I think that Mariah knows, you know, we're so grateful to her birth mom and her birth family, and we just feel so good about that. I felt like, oh, Mariah can talk to me about anything, but I think Mariah was being very sweet and kind of sensitive about my feelings. Like what she said about me crying. She didn't tell me that until we had our meeting together. I thought, oh, cute, because she knows. I mean, when I think of Mariah's birth mom, I do get emotional because I feel so grateful. You know, I just think, oh my gosh, you know, her hardest thing in her life is like my greatest joy. And so I would think about, oh my gosh, when I see these two meet, it is going to be so overwhelming. But we did, I did hold it together. I will tell you, I just kind of hid behind the camera and took a bunch of pictures. but it was really helpful because, I felt like Kelly sort of liberated Mariah to say some things to me that Mariah maybe wouldn't have wanted to say just with the two of us, because Mariah is really sweet and sensitive and she didn't want to, you know, hurt my feelings or something.
That's a really sweet story. And I can hear from you guys that you have a very close relationship. And Sloan, you being so supportive of Mariah and wanting to reconnect with birth family is incredible. And I'm sure extremely helpful to her. So, I know that we were talking here about the therapist, and it was Anna Walton's practice in Lansing, I believe. And that's Thrive Counseling. And you guys went a handful of times, it sounds like. What stands out to you from what you kind of walked away from that process, not the visit to Brazil, but the counseling and the planning and the preparation, in terms of tips or advice? What resonated with you and what was the most impactful from that?
Okay, Mariah's pointing at me to answer this. So I think that it was kind of the whole package. She helped us think about things like we wanted to bring some gifts for her birth family. And we wanted to do something, you know, sentimental. And so she kind of helped us. I think we had ideas, but we wanted reinforcement that, you know, that was a good idea and it wouldn't be seen as, you know, materialistic, you know. And she kind of talked to us about that, like balancing something, you know, not something they need, but we ended up deciding on necklaces with like the latitude and longitude of Mariah's birth city and then the city where we live. You know, so she kind of helped us with that. And we talked about, okay, a lot of them didn't speak English. And so we had talked about having an interpreter because our exchange student speaks pretty good English and she had offered to go with us, but we were kind of concerned that there might be a language barrier because her English isn't great. And because, you know, it was going to be the most important meeting of our lives, we wanted to make sure everything was translated accurately. And Kelly just kind of said, you know, I wouldn't pay a translator. I would go in with somebody who you're comfortable with and who isn't, you know, like a paid professional and who's more of a friend, even if you lose a little. She kind of gave us advice about that. And I think, you know, as far as like Mariah said about adjusting her expectations, just in case, you know, we were so excited and we just wanted to grab them and hug them. And in just in case, you know, maybe they were a little more, you know, not as demonstrative or emotional as us, or if they were maybe kind of shut down from, you know, having a hard life and things like that. I think that she really helped kind of just make sure that our expectations were realistic so that Mariah wouldn't be, you know, devastated or disappointed if it didn't turn out great, which it did. It couldn't have turned out better. And then I think kind of the final thing was just kind of freeing Mariah up to maybe say some things to me that she probably wouldn't have said if it was just her and I, because she was being so, you know, nice and not wanting to hurt my feelings. So I think stuff like that. It was kind of, we were talking about it and there wasn't like an aha moment. She just sort of eased everything for us and eased some of the communication. And Mariah and I usually don't have too many problems communicating, but I think even easing some of that because of the situation was a little more difficult. Do you have anything mm-hmm. to add?
No, I totally agree with that. It was just nice to be able to talk to Kelly about the situation and just hear her, like, ideas about just going in with an open mind. It just made it a little more of a relaxed feeling about going to Brazil because I was still really nervous. So it was just nice to talk to her about that and just, like, be able to communicate more openly about things that I felt that might hurt my mom's feelings or something, like things like that. It was just nice.
So initially, Mariah, you kind of didn't understand the need for going to see a therapist in preparation. You thought, well, I finally decided to do this and let's go do it. And it's your mom that encouraged this piece of it. But in retrospect, are you glad that you did that? Do you feel that this meeting or these several meetings that you had with the therapist in preparation benefited you in the long run?
Yes, they definitely did. It was just helpful because it really eased my mind a lot about going and just like helped me think of things that I might have not thought of on my own. So yeah, it was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to feel somewhat like an abrupt end, and I guess in a way it is. So we are at the end of the show today, and the reason that it's an abrupt end is because we're going to continue this story next week when we hear from Mariah about that actual trip to Brazil and meeting her birth family for what was the first time for her. And this is going to be a very exciting and maybe emotional story. So thank you, a big thank you to you, Sloan, and to you, Mariah. And everyone, remember that this is a three-part series. And so after next week, we'll hear back again from Sloan to wrap us up on this. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to not only share your story, but to come on the podcast and talk about such intimate details.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And we're excited to. That's what I was going to say, equally as excited about what's to come in your story. For those of you that are listening, please remember that we are live every Tuesday at 11. And if you would like with Adoption Associates, there are several ways that you can do that. Please call 800-677-2367, or you can reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so we'd love to hear from you in those modalities as well. Looking forward to next week. We've already talked about what is to come. Hope you all have a great day, and we'll hope to hear from you next week. For now, this is Jennifer with Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.